Standing under an umbrella in a driving rain, State Senator Spencer Coggs joined members of the Service Employees International Union, Local 1, to sign a pledge calling on American Family Insurance and other private businesses to provide health benefits and a living wage for janitors who clean their buildings.
Janitors clean, sweep, vacuum, and mop our offices, and then in the morning they're gone when we come. And we treat them as if they are invisible. But they're not invisible, right? They oftentimes work without benefits and especially no health insurance. But they deserve health insurance. Am I right?
Yeah. Coggs signed a pledge at the rally that has been signed by mayors of both Madison and Milwaukee, calling on office building owners and tenants to support the union's efforts to provide janitors who make an average of $150 a week with health insurance. Meanwhile, across the street outside Senator Herb Cole's office, peace activists held signs calling for defunding the war. The director of the Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice, Steve Burns, says despite passage of bills this week setting a timeline for bringing troops home from Iraq, vigils are needed to educate the public about why the war may go on.
Even after that vote is taken, we need to keep putting that message out that the reason the war continues is because Congress continues to pay for it.
Cole has said he supports withdrawing troops from Iraq and that it's time for Iraqis to make the difficult decision about sharing power between Shiites and Sunnis and dividing the oil revenues. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.